And in 1967, Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin took an interesting film of what appeared to be a Sasquatch creature. Can you confirm that's what's in the film?
No.
You can't or won't?
That's not what was in the film. So, no, we won't confirm it because that's not what it was. It was a chupacabra, not a Sasquatch.
Okay. Are Sasquatch, are they a type of human, or would you put them in the non-physical beast realm?
Beast.
Okay.
Great.
What types of characteristics do they have as far as remaining stealthy and not easily detected by science?
Most people don't see them because they've never seen one before, so they're right there in front of themselves. They don't see it. It's like the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. If you've never seen one, you wouldn't know one if it was sitting in your lap.
So that chupacabra in the film, how heavy was that creature and how tall? How tall was it?
7 foot plus, about 400 pounds.
And did it have family members nearby in that location that they were filming?
No.
No. Does the chupacabra, does it interbreed with Sasquatch?
No, does not. You ever fucked a chupacabra? It's not pretty.
Probably painful, I'm guessing.
Well, painful intercourse is better than none at all, but maybe more than you want.
Moving on, Ian, does Southern California... You want to squeeze that lemon
talk
more?
About the walk. Yeah, you squeeze a little harder. Yeah. Get your bikini wax and squeeze a little harder. You'll be all right, yeah.